Happy Friday, KMA Land. Here we are again with the 3-minute installment of personal growth known as the Double X Factor. We're closing out the week today on the topic that could be summed up as boundaries and compassion, perhaps. Now, let's start with us clarifying that self-reflection should never sound like blame towards yourself. That is not inner work. That is shaming yourself. I'm a big believer in working with a coach or a therapist or a mentor in some capacity, because one of the great things that offers is having someone to hold your hand while you dive down into looking at the root of what drives your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. I've always tried to be pretty self-aware, but that internal look can turn into kicking your own backside when you don't have a helping hand to do it. So when I say that when you find yourself feeling really frustrated with how someone is treating you, it's time to look at your own boundaries, that is not to cause you to go into making it your fault or kicking your own backside. It's simply about checking to see what's the payoff for you to continue to have this person treat you in ways that cause you to complain to others, suffer, or feel taken advantage of. Do you need to be seen as, quote, the good one? Are you trying to prove something, like you're evolved enough to tolerate poor treatment or being exploited? Do you fear disappointing someone if you don't jump in and rescue or save the day? Diving down and taking a look at these drivers is uncomfortable, but this is the work that will free you from living in a self-created prison of trying to manage all the feelings of other people, which, by the way, is completely impossible to do. Try this one on for size. My coach recently said, "Our shame is about not living into other people's values." Oh boy, mic drop right there. When we overgive and don't have boundaries around the beauty of our compassionate heart, we are very often trying to live up to other people's values. That sounds completely exhausting and shaming, doesn't it? Now, if we focus on the lack of reciprocity others seem to be offering in our relationship with them, or that they're trying to take advantage of us in some way in the relationship, we're looking in the wrong direction. We're looking out there, and the answer is only in here, inside ourselves. The real question is, what is the programming I'm running on autopilot in myself that causes me not to set a boundary? What am I afraid will happen if I don't set a boundary, or if I do set a boundary? Remember, if someone throws a fit because you set a boundary, well, that's clear evidence the boundary was needed. Boundaries are challenging sometimes. I'm right there with you on this. I struggle at times in certain relationships to set them. I can tell you that when I have done so, it has changed the relationship for the better. And I feel much freer to be my authentic self, and so does the other person. In fact, you can't get to authenticity without boundaries. Ugh. If you see yourself in the overgiver role, continue to be generous towards others while empowering them to transform their own pain, and you work on your own stuff. Now, Spencer and I will be back again next week with a whole new topic. Until then, later!